This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. With less than 2 weeks before summer break, state lawmakers are considering three gun bills, including a so-called red flag law backed by Governor John Kasich. A Senate panel discussed the legislation yesterday and heard testimony from the father of a Parkland, Florida shooting victim. The Senate bill would let family members or law enforcement obtain a court order to restrict a person's access to guns if that person poses a threat to themselves or others. A similar but wider-ranging bill also calls for a ban on third-party gun sales and armor-piercing bullets. A companion to that bill is also making its way through the Ohio House. A third bill will allow licensed gun dealers to refuse or delay a gun sale to anyone engaged in a lawsuit. Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine is urging state lawmakers to get in front of a potential ballot issue by legalizing sports betting. The Republican gubernatorial candidate says that Ohio must act right away to prevent special interest from going to the ballot and determining how sports betting is regulated and where the money goes. That statement differed from the DeWine campaign's initial response to a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that says states can authorize sports betting. A spokesman initially said DeWine opposed the expansion of gambling. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Richard Cordray says he supports a sports betting law that ensures proper regulation and generates revenue for local communities. The city of Akron has scrapped legislation that would have raised the fee to raise bees. The ordinance would have increased the annual fee from $5 to $50 per hive. Local beekeepers opposed the rate hike, saying it would discourage hobbyists and people who couldn't afford the higher fee. A city spokesman tells the Beacon Journal the legislation could come up again after council hears from residents and local experts. Governor John Kasich is calling on legislators to limit runoff in Lake Erie and says he will issue an executive order if they fail to act. Kasich says he's working with the Ohio Department of Agriculture to find areas where fertilizer use should be restricted to curb harmful algae blooms. The state's Farm Bureau has said it wants further research into the link between fertilizer use and algae blooms before the state imposes new regulations. Kasich drew criticism last week when he said he didn't think Lake Erie should be labeled as impaired, contradicting the state and federal EPA. He later said he was referring to the middle of the lake, not the impaired western basin. State officials have issued a medical marijuana growing license to a company that originally was out of the running due to a clerical error. The Department of Commerce issued a provisional license to Illinois-based PharmaCann Ohio LLC by acknowledging a state employee botched the scoring process. The department is authorized to issue 24 growing licenses, and PharmaCann's is the 25th. A spokeswoman could not say how an extra license was allowed. Licenses for marijuana product processors and dispensaries are expected to be awarded in the coming weeks. State officials say the trouble-plagued medical marijuana program in Ohio will likely miss its required September 8th launch date. The Ohio Health Department says it has granted a license to Toledo's last abortion clinic, allowing it to reopen. Capital Care of Toledo applied for the license after receiving a state-mandated patient transfer agreement from the ProMedica hospital system in February. Restrictions passed by Ohio lawmakers in 2013 mandated the transfer agreements be with local hospitals and also barred public hospitals from providing them. The University of Toledo Hospital ended its transfer agreement with Capital Care about 2 months before the law was enacted. A man who has held protests saying the Cleveland Indians Chief Wahoo mascot is racist has pleaded guilty to stealing money from federal grants aimed at helping Native Americans. 71-year-old Robert Rocha pleaded guilty to 2 counts of theft from programs receiving federal funds. Prosecutors say the Cleveland man conspired to divert at least $180,000 from the American Indian Education Center, where he served as executive director. The University of Akron is expanding its cybersecurity program with the new testing lab. The lab is being funded by a $200,000 grant from the Timken Foundation. It will allow students to simulate cybersecurity threats on a closed network. The university also says it hopes to partner with local businesses to connect students with jobs and internships. Construction of the 2,000-square-foot lab is set to begin this fall. Cleveland's First Energy Stadium will host the Confederation of North, Central America, and Caribbean Association Football Gold Cup in 2019. The biennial soccer event is the region's official men's national team championship. The stadium has previously hosted international soccer games in 2006 and 2013. Dates and teams have not yet been announced. This is WKSU.